in your Bibles to Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. Ask you to stand, please, while we read the Word of God. Just in reverence to the Word, I'm glad we have the Word of God. God gave us that precious Word that we can have, and it's a blessing to be able to hold it in your hand and stand and read. And I pray that God will bless the reading of the Word to our hearts. Verse number 37. Of course, this is on the day of Pentecost, and in very familiar scriptures, some things that in the revival here I'd like to try to share with you. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. That is, the Holy Ghost convicted them and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises is unto you and to your children, to all them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. I pause there to say hallelujah. They had a great day, didn't they? A great day. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking the bread and in prayers. Fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and they had all things common. Sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, even as every man had need. They continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let's bow our heads, please, and ask God to help us here tonight for just a few thoughts together. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege we have to open the Word of God and try to read thy precious Word. And Father, I ask you in Jesus' name, make it real to our hearts. And then, Lord, I pray for those that could not be here tonight, the sickness, the bereavement, the sorrow. I pray you'd help them comfort and encourage and strengthen the grace of God abound. I pray for those who are away preaching tonight that you bless them and touch their lives, and I pray give them grace and strength they need. Then, Father, we come tonight, time for preaching here, and we realize the fact the singing's been good. We praise you for it, and I thank you for every song sung. But I pray tonight, now, Lord, you'd help us, God, that we'll yield ourselves in obedience unto you. And I pray, Father, in the preaching of the Word of God, that the Holy Ghost may anoint us. I pray you'd help us, empower us to preach as you'd have us to do. And Lord, I realize tonight that we stand here as a mouthpiece for the Lord and a humbling thought. And Father, I feel my littleness, my weakness, and I ask in Jesus' name for divine help. And I pray the devil be rebuked in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Christ. I pray tonight for every unsaved in the house that the Holy Spirit bring conviction for all them by your power. I pray for those who may be discouraged and things are happening in their lives. You'd encourage their hearts, challenge where it's needed. Then I pray, God, for your children, convict where it's needed. Help all of us. I pray that we'll do what we wish we'd have done when we stand someday at the judgment seat of Christ. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. And I notice in verse number 42, and they continued steadfastly. If you'll look with me, please, in verse number, well, let me find it. We're having a good time tonight. It's getting started off good. Getting started off just right. Amen. That's all right. If we'd have stopped and say amen, God's good. Amen. Y'all need to laugh at me anyhow. Amen. It's all right. I see it now. I got it. I just couldn't see it. That's all right. But I noticed that continued steadfastly. Then look in verse 46. And they continually daily. And they continued on in this. And that word continue caught my attention. But in verse 42, where I was really looking at. And then I got to reading all of this. Of course, on the day of Pentecost. Now, remember the book of Acts. You're in a transitional period between the time that Jesus died, buried, rose, ascended back to heaven, and that he comes and finishes out the word of God. He gives through the Spirit of God men to write, and they wrote as he was inspired and gave us the word of God. There's some things happened in the book of Acts and in that transitional period that does not happen today. If I was preaching in Mexico tonight, they could not understand English unless they had been taught English and could understand that. The miracle of Pentecost was that every man understood them in their own language. And God gave that gift. God did that for them. And I praise him and thank him for it. There's other things happen that we today are not. God just is able to do things today, but God chose not to. Sign gifts were given in that day, in that transitional period, until the word of God was completed. In the book of 1 Corinthians 13, he talked about the tongue shall cease and prophecy shall cease when that which is perfect is come. And that which is perfect, the word of God is given to us. It is finished. It's completed. That's what that word meant, completed, finished. And then he gives us that, and we have that tonight. But what my thought was as I read this, and I really was working on another message, trying to, and I got reading this in connection with it, and I just could not get away from it. It stood out to me, and God impressed my heart so greatly about this. Coming to the end, well, we're starting a new week today, but coming last week in the revival meeting that we was in, and then this morning I tried to share a gospel message about being saved. I really believe God sent the message for somebody that needed to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In fact, is everybody needs to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So I know it was not in vain, and somebody somewhere, God did what he wanted to do with that. But I also realized the fact that coming out of revival meeting, we talked about this before revival, and we talked about believing God. We talked about trying to ask God, what do we want him to do for us? And God did some things for me. I believe God did some things for some of y'all in the meeting, and that helped all of us. I praise him and thank him for that. But did you see everything you wanted to see, preacher? I did not see everything I wanted to see. Preacher, how did it go? We had a good revival. We have a good meeting. Thank God for it. Good preaching, good singing, good response. I believe some people got some help. And I don't know, some said it came at the right time. That always blesses my heart to know somebody beside myself really got something out of it that helped them. And you couldn't ask for better preaching than what we had. And all Sunday through Tuesday and Wednesday night, Brother Holcomb, I mean, it was great. I praise God for all of that. I realize that we all preach differently. We all have a different deliverance. And we all have a different way of approach to things. But same gospel, same Lord, and same power. And I got to think about that. And thinking to myself, and what are you going to do now? And where are you now with this? And I tell you where I am with it. I'm still looking for God to move on the scene in a special and a powerful way. I'm still looking for God to speak to hearts and save souls. I'm still looking for God to stir my heart and to help us draw closer unto him. I'm still looking to have a greater burden, a greater desire for souls in these days. I think all of us, if we're honest with ourselves, would have to admit that in these last days, somehow the world, the devil and all has taken away some of our drive to reach souls for Christ. And we need to be stirred about that. And I got somewhat stirred. I pray that you did. But I still long for, still have that hunger in my heart for a greater desire. But you bear with me while I try to preach and trying to share with you three things here tonight. And I started to say I'll be brief, but anyway, I'll be as brief as God will let me be, but I'll try to obey God, do what God said. And I pray as we think about this, and I'm doing it in the light of what we just came out of. This word continue, Webster says, means to go on, extend, and carry on. And so I'm thinking about continuing on with that. In revival spirit and being free and being free to preach, free to share, and getting into the service. And you know what happens sometimes when a revival, jubilee, preachers come, different thing, ones are here. We kind of get into it more. And then when they're gone, we kind of let up a little bit and don't get in it as much. And then we find ourselves wondering, well, what's wrong with the preacher? And I know there's some things wrong with me. I realize that fact. I'm a candidate for anything God got to help me, amen. I need all the help I can get, but I'm telling you tonight, it doesn't make any difference. It don't have to be revival meeting. It don't have to be jubilee. It doesn't have to be something special to have good services. It don't have to be that going on to get people saved. I'm glad people can get saved anytime. We have a amen. Anytime the preacher preaches or somebody witnesses or somebody tells somebody about Jesus Christ, somebody can get saved. I say hallelujah, amen. And I'm glad and I praise God for that. And again, I remind you again that I need prayer. I need help, and I realize that fact. I need God on me. I need God to do something in my heart and help me and stand here and preach. And I recognize that fact, and so I do need that. But it said continue. So let's continue on. And then he said the word steadfastly means firm or secure. That means you're going to nail it down. You're going to make it secure and firmly go on. So continue steadfastly. And that's my thought tonight. Three things I believe we need to continue steadfastly in. Number one, look at verse number 42 again. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. I'll say this, we need to continue steadfastly in the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. And keep on preaching. And keep on preaching. I think about Ezekiel so much that when he preached that valley full of dry bones, and the Bible said that God said to the Son of Man, can these bones live? He said, Lord God, thou knowest. He said, prophesy to them. And he started preaching to the bones now, nothing but dry bone. And he said again, bone began to rattle, and bone came to bone. And that's if I could sing, I'd sing you that song tonight, Knee Bone Connected to, you know, some of you old folk know, some of the rest of you never heard of it. But anyway, bones started connecting up and getting together. And he said, Son of Man, can these bones live? He said, Lord God, thou knowest. He said, preach to them, prophesy. He kept on preaching to them and said, after a while, flesh began to come on, sin and all that began to come together. And there they lay a bunch of dead corpses. He said, Son of Man, can they live? He said, Lord God, thou knowest. He said, prophesy. And said he kept on preaching. After a while, the wind started blowing. Hallelujah. They came a breeze through and said a breath came upon them and in them, and they stood up a great and a mighty army. I say we need to keep on preaching. Amen. Amen. And preaching is God's choice. Amen. I love singing. Praise God for the singing. I love to hear people testify. I thank God for testimonial meetings. I praise God for that. I thank God for those who whatever play instruments, and I can't even play a radio without getting static, but I thank God for those who can do those kind of things. But it'll never take the place of preaching. Amen. Some folks say, well, I watch this on TV. And then there's nothing like going to the house of God and getting in under a preacher preaching. Amen. Hey, nothing like hearing them sing, praise God, and get in on it. So I'm saying tonight, we need preaching in the house of God. And if you look with me, please, in verse number 43, and that's not where we want to go either. Verse 46, and they continually, daily with one accord, in the temple. And so they're going to the house of God daily. Now, we don't have church every day, and we have church Sundays and Wednesdays, and sometimes we have revival meetings, sometimes we have our jubilees, and sometimes have special times together, but it's good to go to the house of God. I'm glad. I'm like the psalmist David. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And a good place to hear preaching's in the house of God. Amen. Now, again, I remind you, the singing, everything's good, but nothing takes the place of preaching. And we need to be in the house of God. I encourage you about that. Then the preaching needs to be bold preaching and just preach it like it is and tell it like it is and let it fall where it will. And that's not always popular, but it's always in order and it's always good in the sight of God to preach. And when we preach boldly, that doesn't mean you preach mad or you preach without compassion or without a concern. I want to preach with that compassionate heart. I have a desire in my heart to be compassionate. And I think you that know me know that I do at least endeavor to be compassionate. My heart breaks sometimes over situations and people that you talk with, you try to help, and you want to help. Then you're preaching sometime, Brother Bill, and your heart gets heavy, and you're trying to get across a message, a thought, and you realize folk need that. And sometimes you see them pay no attention to it, and they ignore it and go on about their business and do whatever it is they're doing. And sometimes you get ready for an invitation, and they'll hit the door and leave. Hey, invitation time's a good time to be in the house of God. Invitation time's important time. That's the time God's doing something. People need to respect that. Amen. I realize that's not popular in our day. We're living in a day, preacher, don't tell me what to do. Hey, we're in the house of God, and it is my business what you do. God made it my business, amen. And I want you to pay attention. I want you to listen to what God has. I want God to help you. I want God to give you something. I want God to do something for you that will bless your heart and help you down the road somewhere. And you don't get that by coming to get in. I hope you didn't just coming to get out. I hope you didn't come just to get out. Preacher, hurry up. Get it over with. I've got to go. I've got to get down to the restaurant. I've got to get somewhere. They've got a ball game going on. I've got to see the end of that. And soon as you can, some folk, as soon as they can, they leave and get away. I tell you what, if you came to get out, you'll never get in. But if you came to get in, you don't care when you get out. Amen. Because if you came to get in, you come to get something from God. You come to get whatever God's got for you and say, preacher, preach on. Amen. And let her rip. Hallelujah. And I say, glory to God. And I rejoice in that. And I say to you tonight, I hope you came to get in. I know a lot of you, most of you came to get in. I say, praise God. For that few of you that came to get out, I pray God to get a hold of you, and you'll want to get in. And so when you get in, then you won't care when you get out, and you'll forget about the rest of it and say, hallelujah, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm in, amen. Glory to God, I'm feeling better already, amen. I may not be able to find my place, but I know what I'm trying to do. Amen, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help all of us tonight. Hey, the preacher and the revival's gone. I'm here now. And I want us to have church, amen. I want us to have something from God. God do something for us. And we got to get into service to do that. And so everybody's important. Everybody's got a place. Everybody, and anybody, just one person, sat there while the preacher's trying to preach, and they quench their spirit, and God's dealing in their heart, and they close up, and they clam up, and they say, I don't like that, or I don't want that, then that hinders what God wants to do in that service. What we need is good fellowship. Amen. I'll get to that in just a minute. Talking about going to church right now and being in the house of God, being faithful to the house of God. Forsake not. The Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, no matter what some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see that day approaching. And I've told this many times, but I'll never forget it. I was visiting a lady one time, and I talked to her about coming to church. She lived out in the country. Chickens running around, and we talking about going to church, and talking about now the chickens in the neighbor had chickens, and we were talking about going to church, and she said, well, she's beating around the bush. She like a crowd talking about this more, make excuses why it didn't come. I said, not going to church is as bad as stealing your neighbor's chickens. And she looked at me, and she was going to about flog me. Have you ever had an old hen flog you? When I was a boy, we'd have hen house, and hens would go to setting on eggs. And if you bothered them, they'd fluff up and flog you. I mean, they pecky. They come after you. And I always dreaded the little flogging hens. I had to go get the eggs. And you'd have to check the nest. And we'd take a pencil mark of eggs so we know which one she'd been setting on. In case another hen got in there and laid another egg, we wanted to get it and eat it. Amen. But we let her hatch out some chicks so we'd have some more chicken. Well, hallelujah. Didn't mean to give you a farm lesson right there, but I'm talking about stealing chickens. And told her she might as well steal. And she didn't like it. She about to flog me. But the same Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Says not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, the manner some is. Amen. So I just, well, this is preaching the truth. I'm just trying to help her along the way because she really needed to get in church. Amen. And that's a long story too. But look in chapter 4 and verse number 13. Chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness, this is still in Acts chapter 4, 13. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. It don't take long to perceive that about some of us. But they marveled and they took knowledge of them. They had been with Jesus. I'd rather people take knowledge I'd been with Jesus than anything else I know of. Amen. Look in chapter 5, book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 41 and 42. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to preach and teach Jesus Christ. They just kept on every day preaching and teaching Jesus Christ. And so we need to preach it. I say tonight, as we wind this thing up going on into this week, let's just continue on with preaching. Amen. Let's keep on loving preaching. Let's keep on encouraging the preacher. And I'm doing the preaching right now, but when somebody else is preaching, I can tell you by experience, when you're preaching, you can either help him or hurt him. You can either help him and encourage him or discourage him. Every time I look back, I see somebody wave her hand or somebody smiling, somebody saying, amen. Somebody saying, that's good. Encouraging, that's encouraging. You know what that's like? That's like sicking a hound dog on a trail. Saying, sick 'em, sick 'em. It'll make you want to howl and go, amen. And I say to you, help your preacher. And I may not always be, I may not something. If Jesus don't come, I know I won't always be your preacher. You'll have another one someday in here preaching. And when you do, you root him on. Say, preach, preacher, preach. He may be struggling. He may miss his verses. He may lose his place. He may stumble around a little bit. But you holler at him anyway and let him know you're with him and help him. Amen. It'll help him. Teachers, y'all know what I'm talking about. You that teach classes and somebody shows you some that they're listening to you, paying some attention. It helps you. It does something for you. It encourages your heart, and God can use it to help them. Number two, we need to keep on praying. Thank God for all the praying that went on before revival, but we need to keep praying after revival and keep on praying. And notice with me, please, if you would, as we look at this in verse number 42 again, in the last words that he says in that verse, and said, continue steadfast, and the Lamb winds it up, said in prayers. And so we need to keep on praying as God would have us to do. Look in verse 44. And all that believed were together and had all things common. So the possession goods parted them to every man as they had need. Now that went on for a little while, but we know that didn't last in that. But they were in fellowship. They were together and they had fellowship together. Acts 4:32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. That's what we need to be. I want us to be in one mind, one heart, one soul, and pray together. And I believe Psalm 133, in verse 1, where it talks about how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity like the oil that ran down Aaron's beard. It said, I'm saying to you how good it is to dwell together in unity. And as we pray and go to prayer rooms and as we put our hearts together and pray and ask God to help us, it does something for us. Amen. I encourage you for that because we need that. But I said a while ago, if one person's out of place, if one person's not into it, and one person, they can quench the spirit and hinder the prayer. And again, I remind you that when Israel got ready to go into Canaan, they went in because they would not believe God. They wouldn't obey God, wouldn't do what God said. Let's continue steadfastly. Let's nail her down. Let's make it secure. And let's keep on preaching. And by God's grace, I want to do that. But I need your help to help me do it. And then let's keep on praying. Let's don't quit praying now. We've been praying for souls. Let's don't stop praying about souls now. We've been praying, God give us good services. We've been praying for the preacher. We've been praying for the service. Been praying for the choir. We've been praying for the... Let's keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. And God will answer your prayer. Amen. Somewhere down the way. And it'll work. And I'll say hallelujah and praise God. Then verse number 47. He said, praising God. Praising God. Let me say this to you, number three. We need to keep on preaching, keep on praying, and keep on praising. Don't quit praising God. Amen. Keep on praising Him. He's worthy of all of our praise, and we need to praise Him. And keep on raising your hand. Keep on saying amen. Keep on saying glory to God. Keep on, amen. And every once in a while, God gets on you and you want to testify. Testify for the glory of God. Say something for Jesus, amen. Just feel, get in the house of God and worship and let God do what He wants to do and keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Why don't you turn with me, please? In Psalm 51, I'm not going to read all this for sake of time, but in Psalm 51 is that great repentance psalm of David after he'd sinned and failed God. And he said in verse 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. He didn't say, now, Lord, I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to get this thing straightened out. Now, help me. He just confessed up and said, blot out. He said, help me. Have mercy upon me and wash me, verse number 2. Verse number 3, for I acknowledge my transgression, my sins ever before me. And then he went on and talked about that. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop. I shall be clean. Wash me. I shall be whiter than snow. He said, Lord, you do it, and I'll be whiter than snow. I'll be all right. And then notice verse number 12. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. I say hallelujah. And look in verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. I say tonight to you, God help us that we'll keep on praising Him. Keep on lifting up our voices. Keep on giving Him the praise and the glory that's due to His holy name. I want to give you something else in the book of Psalms 126 and verse number 1 through 3. Listen to this. Psalm 126, verse 1 through 3. When the Lord turned again, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. He's saying here, it's like a dream we was having. And then was our mouth filled with laughter, our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I say hallelujah. I'm glad. I'm glad about the meeting. Amen. I'm glad we had good prayer. I'm glad we had a good service. I'm glad we had a good meeting. I praise God. I'm glad about it. And the psalmist is saying it's like a dream when he returned to Zion. He said it was like a dream. It's so good. And I said, he said, I couldn't help it. It's like a dream to me. God enriched to him and precious to him. Let me say this in the closing. We keep on preaching, keep on praying, and keep on praising. Look at verse number 41. Verse 41 of our text that we read in Acts chapter 2. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Next Sunday night, the Lord willing, we're going to baptize. We have some folk that have been waiting. We wanted to wait till after revival. And the same day, there were added to them about 3,000 souls. I say glory to God. Look at verse number 7, latter part of that verse, 47. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Lord added. I can't make anybody get saved. I can't add anybody to the church. God does that. God does that. And I say hallelujah and praise his name. Look in chapter 4, verse 4. Howbeit many of them which heard of the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. They multiplying. They kept adding to. God kept moving. They kept growing. They kept doing. And we need to do the same thing, else we get stagnant. We must move on. Continue steadfastly. Continue steadfastly in preaching, praying, praising. Continue steadfast in doing what God have us to do. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you tonight for the privilege we have to open the Word of God and share. Father, we do want to continue on steadfastly. And we do want to continue on and let you do what you want to do and helping us. Father, thank you for all you've done in the past week. Thank you for challenging our hearts, stirring our soul. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that you have done for us in days gone by. But now let us continue on steadfastly. Make us secure in it. Lord, determined by the grace of God and the help of God. And I pray tonight for those in this house that need to get saved. I pray the Holy Ghost bring conviction. Draw them to Jesus that they'll be saved. I pray for those that need to rededicate their life that they'll not let pride stand in the way, but they'll yield themselves and come to say, I need to get right with God. I pray for those who need to come and maybe unite with the church or be back, come for candidate for baptism, whatever the need is tonight. I pray the Holy Spirit work in this invitation. Father, I ask you, have your way, magnify yourself, get glory, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.